Hey everybody, it's John. I've been meaning to record for a couple of days, but life has just kind of gotten in the way. And one of those things is I had my car die last weekend and had to suddenly go out and get another car. It's a long story, but the cool thing is that I ended up leasing a Honda Accord that has CarPlay. And I've only just scratched the surface of CarPlay, but I thought I'd give you a few first impressions because I went out last night to run a couple errands, went down to the grocery store and tried out Overcast, the music app, and text messaging through iMessage. All three of them worked really well. The thing that's probably the most disappointing is not CarPlay itself, but that it hooks into the car's entertainment system, and the screen on the Honda is, I think, typical of a lot of car manufacturer screens, is not touch capacitive. It's pressure sensitive, so it's very hard to scroll. Tapping around in the interface is not the best experience. The better experience is using Siri. So I primarily use Siri to do this. I got in the car and I started up Under the Radar, which just came out yesterday, I think. Really good episode, by the way, with Marco Arment and David Smith. I started the podcast though from my phone. So to get CarPlay to work, you hook it up with a Lightning connector that hooks into a USB in your dash. At least that's how it works on the Honda. I believe you can also hook in with Bluetooth, but I haven't tried that yet. Just used the Lightning cable so far. I plugged it in, and before I got going and driving, I just started up the podcast on my phone, and it immediately started playing through the car system and had, the on the display showed the show art and where I was in the podcast and all that stuff. It has show art, and then it has the name of the podcast and the artist information and that sort of thing. So that was really cool. The next thing I tried was I paused that. And I tried doing some Siri searches for music, which is just like Siri searches for music if you're using Siri on your phone without CarPlay. Worked perfectly fine, got the music going right away. There didn't seem to be any kind of lag or unusual delay using Siri any more so than you would experience when you use Siri normally. So that worked really well. And then I got a text message from someone while I was out. And that brings down a notification very similar to how it works on the phone, where it drops down from the top. The difference being it doesn't actually show you the content of the message because they don't want you reading texts while you're driving, but you can have Siri read it to you and it'll ask if you want to respond, all of which works really well. Then I sent a text to Federico just to test it out and say hi. And I had forgotten that Siri does a strange thing with Federico's last name. It has a hard time with the double C. It calls him Federico Viticchi, which is kind of amusing, but I probably ought to train that. It's a little strange to listen to. But that worked well too. Just, dictated a message, it read it back to me, and then I could decide to change it or send it, and I sent it. So that's all I've tried so far. I haven't gotten into the navigation. I do want to try out some more third-party apps. If anybody has any suggestions for good CarPlay-supported apps, let me know on Twitter. I'm at John Voorhees. I'd love to hear your suggestions. I know I want to try out the NPR one. I think there's definitely some other music ones. I want to try out Spotify, and probably a few others. And then the navigation stuff, which I'll probably do this weekend. And I may write an article about this. One really cool thing too. If you want to take a screenshot of CarPlay, you can do that just like you do on the phone. You take a screenshot by holding the home button and the power button simultaneously, snaps screenshots of both the phone's interface and CarPlay's interface, which I thought was pretty cool. Clever, easy. Definitely will come in handy if I write about it. Anyhow, that's about it. Hope everybody has a great Friday, and I'll talk to you soon.